Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Transparency concerns raised at Gillette City Council meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Concerns about transparency and public involvement were front and center during Tuesday night's Gillette City Council meeting. During public comment, a few speakers, including Campbell County Republican Party Chair Norberto Orellana, criticized remarks made by Mayor Shay Lundvall, saying they undermine the public's role in local government. Orellana referenced comments tied to recent discussions on a state podcast on Cowboy State Daily about the proposed BWXT TRISO fuel project and took issue with the mayor reportedly referring to a council meeting as my meeting and describing a public speaker as grandstanding. He told the council that public comment is a right, not a privilege.
I take serious issue with that, and I want to be direct. That language is not only unacceptable, but it is unacceptable in principle. In this country, citizens do not need to ask their elected officials' permission to speak, whether they agree, disagree, or are neutral. Whether that person is a teacher, whether that person is a coal miner, whether that person is, yes, another elected official, including a state senator. They have every right to come up and speak without asking permission, and they should not feel that they have to speak to that elected official beforehand to receive a blessing to speak in public.
Resident Ben Decker also raised concerns about transparency, pointing to emails he'd received through a public records request between city officials discussing economic development strategies, including potential land purchases and marketing efforts tied to groups like Energy Capital Economic Development. He questioned whether those discussions were happening outside of public view. State Senator Troy McEwen, who had expressed similar concerns at previous city council meetings, echoed this, suggesting some decisions may be taking place without the full council oversight and raising questions about taxpayer impacts tied to development efforts.
And you have meetings with people in a back room and you don't even invite the rest of the city council? And I believe the term was, this meeting needs to be with affluent people. You've drawn a line in the sand. There's the good people and the peasants.
The comments come as Gillette continues to navigate major economic development projects like BWXT and funding decisions, including past debates over infrastructure, incentives, and public transparency. As per policy, city council members did not respond during public comment. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.